Among the things I started when I got there was tackling the U-boat menace. And the best weapon for this was Grand Slam, which was a 10-ton development by Barnes Wallace from the design of Tallboy, which he had done to successfully bomb the Tirpitz. I had, of course, worked out the ballistics of Tallboy when I did the tests on it at the aircraft RAE's bombing range. And therefore, I had that data from which to estimate what the ballistics would be of a 10-ton version, which was much bigger. I saw Barnes Wallace about the testing of Grand Slam, and I suggested to him that we'd lose 3 months at least in getting this bomb into operation if we went through the process of testing a dummy first. And he was willing to listen to me. The RAF were very unhappy about that. So they didn't want to do it with anything but a dummy bomb. In this impasse, I suggested that I take responsibility as the bomb aimer. And so I flew in the plane as the bomb aimer in the nose of the plane. And the RAF, albeit reluctantly, agreed to fly it with a live bomb.